thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We lift you up and praise your name on tonight, Lord. God, as we come before you right now, Lord God, we just want to give you all the salutations, Father, and all the accolades, Lord God. Tonight, as we come before you, Lord God, we want to give you a glorious praise, God, because you are glorious, Lord God. And we want to let you know, God, how much we love you and appreciate you, Father God. We want to tell you on tonight, Father God, just how much you mean to us, God, how truly grateful and thankful that we are to you, Father God, for being who you are to us, God, and what you have already done for us, Lord God, that we are able to be here today, God, that we may have life and have it more abundant, Lord God. Lord, you sent your only begotten Son for us, Lord God, upon that cross, Lord God, to shed his blood for us, and the stripes on his back, he was beaten, Lord God. He was the propitiation for our sins, Lord God. He was a sacrificial lamb for us, Lord God, that we no longer have to be enslaved, Lord God, to sin, but that we can be free from it all, Lord God. And tonight, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God, because you thought of us, God. You had us on your mind, Lord God, and you had good thoughts toward us, Lord God, that we may be able to have a prosperous life, Father God, that we may be able, Lord God, to live in peace, God, in joy, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you for that, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift you up on tonight, God, and we want to give you a glorious praise, Lord God, because we thank you because you did it all just for us, Lord God, just to let us know just how much we mean to you, God, how valuable we are to you, Father God, that you want to help us, Lord God, as we walk this earth, God, as we continue throughout this journey, Lord God. Even, Lord God, when we find ourselves, Lord God, in a situation, you, Lord God, bring these things to our attention. You expose our errors, Lord God. You help us, God, that we may be able to maintain a lifestyle, Father God, of righteousness, Lord God, that we may be holy and acceptable and pleasing in your sight when we present ourselves to you, Lord God, because we know, God, you are not dwelling inside of any unclean temples, God. We want to say thank you on today, God, because that blood was shed, was meant to wash and purify us, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God, because we cannot do it ourselves, God. We thank you that you're so concerned about us, God, that you take the time out, God, not to pick on us, but pick some things out of us, Lord God, that we, Father God, may be pleasing in your sight. We thank you for that, Father God. We are grateful to you, Lord God, that you want to make sure, Lord God, there's no spot, no wrinkles, Lord God, no blemishes, no tar, and no residue, Father God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Father God, because you don't owe us anything, but yet you continue to love on us as you do, God, even in spite of us being us, God, because your word says you'll even leave the 99 for the one, Lord God. How great of a love is that, Father God? How great of a concern is that, God, that you have for your people, Lord God? And want to say thank you, Lord God, that you don't give up on us, Lord God, that you're not so quick, Lord God, and easy to throw the towel in and just say, forget it. We don't want to get it, Lord God, but you keep coming to us. You keep sending somebody, Father God. You keep taking us to your word, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, your word is true. And you give us this word to help us, God. We may be able to learn these things, Father God, and know what it is that you expect of us. And we want to thank you for that on today, Father God, for your word, that we may be able to be free, God. We thank you for the word that you give us, God, that we can live and abide by the rules, Lord God, that you have given us, God, that we may be able, Lord God, to live better on this earth as we are here today, Father God. God, you were so gracious because you did not have to leave your word. You did not have to make sure, God, that it was written down for us to be able to go back to and reference, Lord God, in case we need it. We just want to say thank you for that, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for revealing your mysteries and secrets to us, God. Opening up that word to us, God, even the more, Lord God, that we can really get what we need to get. Getting that understanding, God, that we won't perish from the lack of knowledge, Lord God. We won't be in the place of ignorance, God. Oh, Lord God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you on tonight, Father God, because you make sure that we are able to see and see clearly, Lord God, moving the scales of our eyes and uncorking our ears, God. Those who are freely willing and wanting to listen, Lord God, you make it available to us all. And we just want to say thank you on today, God. You got no respect of persons, and we are so grateful for that, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift you on tonight, God, and we glorify your name, Lord God, and we want to give you our highest praise, Lord God. Our hallelujah belongs to you, Lord God. Oh, God, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised, and we just want to honor you on tonight, God, for any and everything that you are, God, because of who you are, we are able to be who we are today, Lord God. We are nothing. We are nothing without you, oh God. You are the one, Lord God, that made us, God, created us, God. You numbered the hairs on our head. You formed and fashioned us, God, even before we were formed in the wombs of our mother's bellies, Lord God. So that means you know us, God. You know, God, what belongs and what does not belong, God. And that's why the purging has to take place, Lord God. That's why, Father God, the picking has to take place. The transformations have to take place, Father God. The reshaping, the transformations have to take place, Lord God. Because in the beginning, you said everything was good. And we thank you, Lord God, for returning us back to our proper place in you, which is good, Lord God. Lord, you truly are making all things beautiful for us, God, from the inside out, God. Then when you look at us, God, your people, you can smile at us, God, and say, good and well done, my faithful servant, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you for that, God, because, God, we just want to be pleasing in your sight, God. We want to be able to continue to be useful in the building of your kingdom, God. And we know, Lord God, that we cannot make ourselves available to you, Lord God. We got our hearts in the right place, the wrong place, Lord God. And we got our minds and our thoughts, Lord God, all over the place, wandering, leaning to our own understanding, God, allowing the enemy to blind us and put us in a place with deception, and that we lead to in deceiving our own selves, God. So, Lord, we need your help. We need you to help us, Lord God, to be more righteous, to be more holy, God. We need you to help us on today, God, to be more pleasant with one another, Lord God. Your word says, Lord God, to love one another as we love ourselves. And if we love you, we should love another. How can we love you and we don't see you, but the person that we do see, we don't love, that we don't forgive, that we don't pardon, we don't show compassion and empathy to, Father God, that we won't even take the time, the courtesy out to leave our gift and go and get that thing right. So, God, we ask that you would help us on today so that we can walk a path of straight and narrow, Lord God, not just taking your word, Lord God, for granted, Lord God, not being hearers of the word, but doers of the word, God, applying it, let it become life within our life, God. So today, God, we come to you and ask that you continue to let that word seed and plant and become life within our life, as you help us, God, to apply it, to be more intentional about doing your word, Father God, not just saying we want some help, not just saying we want to change, God, but actually taking the action to be active and change, Lord God, because you're a God of action. You're always moving. You're always speaking. You're always doing something, because you don't sleep and you don't take no vacation. So, God, help us, Lord. You created us in your image. We want to be more like you, Lord God. So help us to be more active in doing these things. Be more proactive, Father God, more intentional, more persistent, more diligent, Father God, more loyal and faithful in doing these things, God, and not unto anybody else, but unto you. Your word says, all we do, do it unto you, God. To be a God pleaser, not man pleaser. That means not even trying to please our own selves. When we put ourselves in the place of thinking one way, God, when there's another way, God. Because your word says the ways of a man may seem right unto them, but it's not to lead us to destruction, God. And we don't want to be in a place of destruction when you send Jesus for us to be free. To help us not to self-destruct, Father God, destroying our own selves, God, hindering ourselves spiritually in you, God, because we won't come into alignment. We won't come into agreement, Father God. We won't be willing and obedient, God, to do your word, Father God, because you won't force us. You are a kind and loving God to give us free will, choice to choose, and in our choosing, it is up to us to choose to do it the right way, God. So help us to have a desire in our heart, God, to want to do it right, God, not just say it, not just think it, but in our hearts, desire to want to do it right and make those changes, God, because your word tells us that change brings about change. It shows us that all through the Bible, that each and every person had to make a change in order for some change to take place in their lives. So, God, help us on today, Lord God. And as you bring these things to our attention, God, let's take heed to these things, because you don't forewarn us these things for no reason. You don't bring these things to our attention and up to the surface and out of our treasure box just for them to be out there, Lord God. But for us, Lord God, to take these things and apply them and make them useful, Father God. And we want to say thank you, God, because you don't allow anything to come upon us unaware. You don't leave nothing hidden. There's nothing secret with you, Lord God. Everything is out and open with you, God. And as we come before you today, Lord God, we make ourselves available to be open before you, that you may continue to examine us and take away everything that's not like you, God, because we choose to change. We desire to change, Lord God. We don't want to continue to remain the same or be in the same place that we were on yesterday or 2 days ago, God. And especially as the year keeps going, we don't want to be in the same place when the new year comes, if your will be for us to see it, God. We want to be transformed. We want to be made new, the new creatures in you, Father God. Set apart, Lord God. So, Father God, continue to help us, God. Help us on today, Father God, to get it right with you and get it right with one another, Lord God, that we're not contentious, God. We're not in contempt, Father God. We're not in rival. We're not ambiguous, Father God. We're not so quick to anger. Your word says, Father God, to be slow to wrath, Father God. Let's be able, Lord God, to communicate with each other, Lord God, when we listen and regard. Your word says, be slow to speak and quick to hear, God. Help us on today, God, to use wisdom, Lord God, even in our verbiage, Lord God. We may be able to listen to get an understanding and be teachable on today, God. Help us not to be in a place of pride and thinking we know it all, God, or we believe what's right in our own way, because your word corrects us about that all the time, Lord God. It's your way, God. So, God, help us to have a heart that wants to open up and understand your way, God. Have a heart of acceptance, to accept your way, God. That we may be able to receive, to go down that path of righteousness on today, Lord God. We need you on today, God. Help us, God, not to be so prideful and haughty and stubborn on today, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, not to even be in competition, Lord God. Help us on today not to even belittle ourselves, God, because we are everything, God, that you called and designed for us to be, God. And it don't matter what nobody will say or what we even think about our own selves, God. It's what you say, God. So, Lord, help us, God. Help us, God, not to intentionally, Lord God, provoke one another, Father God. Help us on today, Lord God, because we need you, God. We cannot do it on our own, and that's what you are there for, God. You said that you are our ever-present help in time of need. No matter the day, the time, or the hour, because your word says you'll never leave us or forsake us, God. So we know, God, if we need you, all we got to do is call on you, because you're only one call away. Let us, God, not use that lifeline that we have, because you are the source of it all, Lord God. And you know everything that we need, Lord. So as we stand before you right now, Lord God, we release it all to you. We lay it all at your feet. We give you everything concerning us, God, and even anything that concerns us about somebody else, Lord God, because you're concerned about everything, Lord God, no matter what's pertaining to or concerning or who is including, Lord God. We bring these things to you tonight, Father God, because we know that you're able and capable, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. And your arms are not short, and neither are they slack, God. You can do exceeding above all we can ask, think, or even imagine, God. So whatever that need may be, Lord God, we know that you can meet it. Whatever that problem there is, God, we know you can solve it, Lord God. Whatever that situation is, God, we know that you can settle that matter, Lord God, because it's nothing too hard for you, God. You are the one with the grand master plan, God. And that plan that you have for us, God, is great. And we want to say thank you, God. God, help us to not self-sabotage that plan that you have for us on today. Help us, God, to be able to stand grounded, rooted in anger, Lord God, and be in position, God. Because whatever you're doing, Lord God, we don't want you to do it without us, God. And we don't want to see nobody else left behind, God. So, Lord God, help those who are around us, God. Because, God, you got something in store for each and every one of us, God. You preordained and predestined something for each and every one of us, God. So we know, God, we got to really want it. We got a desire to achieve it and maintain and sustain in it, Father God. Your word says long-suffering, Lord God. So help us on today not to run away and hide and avoid things, Lord God, when you just want us to be free, when you want us to be able, Lord God, to utilize the access you have given us, God, to life's abundance, God, that we can be in a place of love, joy, and peace and harmony. We want to say thank you, God. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for the brothers and sisters in Christ that you allow us to connect with, God, that we can come together and not only just be together, God, but learn about you, God. So tonight, God, on Tuesday, teaching, continue to help our hearts be open and our minds be open, Lord God, to hear you as you teach us what you want to teach us on tonight, Lord God. Let the word seep inside of our hearts. Let us understand it, God. Open up the revelation to it, Father God. Let us have the wisdom that we need to apply it as you give it to us on tonight, God, that we make continue to take it with us throughout the rest of our day, this week, and the rest of our lives, because your word never changes. And we thank you, Father God, for that word never changing. Oh God, on tonight, every word that you have spoken to your people, every promise that you have made, may they continue to stand on it, God, because you are a man of your word and a promise keeper. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, because you have not failed us yet, God. Everything that you have said to us has come to pass, Lord God. And we want to say thank you for that, Father God. You are glorious, God. You are amazing. You truly are awesome, God. Lord God, continue to help us to grow more spiritually in you, God. May we continue, Lord God, to even be more spiritually minded on today, Father God, that as we continue to go throughout this journey, Lord God, that we will recognize some things that we may be able, Lord God, to maintain some things. And we just want to say thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the wonderful work that you have begun. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you on tonight, God, for using us, God, even to be a part of, because you did not have to, Lord. But we are grateful. Grateful that you see fit to use us as you do, God, in perfectness, Lord God, but perfected in you. And we just want to thank you for that, God. Continue to perfect those things that concern us, God. Continue to meet the needs of your people on today, God. Even those, Lord God, who don't acknowledge or believe you, God, we know that you are very much real in all of our lives, God. And we want to thank you in advance for doing it for all your people on tonight. God, continue to touch the prayers on the prayer wall, God, and even the prayers on the altar, in the altar box, and consider them and answer them, Lord God. Continue to touch our loved ones, God, that we call out by name to you in prayer, God, and even those that we pray for inside, and we never speak their names out loud, but you put them on our hearts. You set them before our face, God. You know exactly what they need, God. So we come together, we stand the gap for your people, God, all across the nation, God, the just and the unjust, God, with no respect of persons. And we ask that you will see about each and every one of them on today. And we want to thank you for being such a loving God. We appreciate you. We appreciate you so much, God, and we thank you, God. This first day of July, God, we rededicate ourselves back to you, that you may continue to make all things new in our lives as we renew our relationship with you. And we want to thank you, God, for the intimacy that you allow us to have with you. We thank you, God, that we are able to commune with you, because you speak to us in so many ways, and we are grateful for all the ways that you speak to us. Even when we can't feel you, God, we know that you are there, and we thank you for that, God. God, be with us on tonight. Meet us in this sanctuary. You said where two or three are gathered, you will be there. And you are welcome here. You are welcome here, Lord. You can have your way in us. We make ourselves available to you. We love you. We appreciate you. We pray and ask these things, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen.